Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Get into the realm of spirit, that realm of faith, hope, and love. That's the realm that we walk in. You know, that's the realm we exercise in. Now, there's a whole nother realm called the kingdom. And that realm, you don't exercise faith, hope, and love because it already is. There is no thing about having faith for healing. No one's sick because it's there. Everything's, you know, and we touch on those things and we call those meetings with God. When we touch the kingdom and we have these experiences, basically what we're saying is, I just got a peek or I got a step into the kingdom. Do we stay there? Unfortunately not, not yet. And I think another thing that's important is to recognize honestly where you're living. So if you're moving in a realm of faith, hope, and love, don't get discouraged if things don't happen. No, you're living in a realm of faith, hope, and love. Stay in that realm and exercise it. Because I see a lot of Christians, they're exercising faith on something, and then when it doesn't happen, they get discouraged. Well, just be honest with yourself. You are living in a realm of faith, hope, and love. Now, faith is you're expecting answers, and the answer is His presence. And when you get that answer, you're in His presence. You're in the kingdom for however long that is. And everything's fulfilled. It's a fulfilled realm rather than the realm of faith, hope, and love. That's my take on it.
You know, for some substantiation to what you're talking about, we know that God is a spirit, and all who worship must worship in spirit and in truth, right? We know that the scripture is real clear on that. So we are entering into a little more clearer the realm of spirit. And this is where we find out who we are, is in that realm. And then, you remember Jesus, He only did what He saw the Father doing. God is spirit, and we must relate to Him in that spirit realm. And we can do that. We don't have to die and go to heaven to relate to God in the spirit. We can do it right here and now. It's like a choice. You can live in an Adamic nature, or you can choose to live in a divine nature. If you've accepted Christ into your heart, there is nothing stopping you from being able to relate to Him in the spirit.
Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the chosen. Several different translations who it was delivered to, but we know who it was delivered to. And Jude's cry was, earnestly contend for the faith.
Yes.
And you start taking the word faith and trace it back, where do you lose it? You lose it before you should, because it's actually grounded in Genesis. One of Alan's favorite sayings is, if you understand Genesis, you can understand the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most profound statements in Genesis is what God said about Abraham. And that was, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him righteousness. And that's what Jude is talking about. And as we go forward through translations and through time, things get mixed in there. And pretty soon this word faith comes up. And we have to find out, what is faith? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Awesome. There's not one of us who does not want to walk in righteousness, who doesn't want to walk before God. And what are we appropriating from the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives makes us righteous in the sight of God. We appropriate His mind, His heart, His humility. All these things are tied up in that it was reckoned to Him righteous. If you want to have fun, start back there and read forward, get your concordance out, and substitute the word believe for righteousness and see how the unfolding of how we walk before God, it's belief. Earnestly contend for the belief that was delivered to Abraham, because that belief reckoned him to righteousness.
You know, we know the scripture says faith comes by hearing. God told Abraham to go and wander around, and where his foot trod will belong to him, you know. And he acted on that. He believed what God said, and he acted on it. And I think that is really where we are today, is who are we listening to? There are so many voices out there, but how can we listen to that still small voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, rather than all the yelling and the screaming? And my God, the spirit realm is so noisy, especially in different parts of the nation, you know. But it's like, I want to hear his voice today, right? Hebrews 3, today if you hear his voice. I want to hear what he's saying today and put something in motion accordingly to show that I believe.
It's building that boat in your backyard.
Yep.
It's being obedient to the little things that the Holy Spirit tells you to do daily. And to me, that's faith. Faith is an action. I'm putting, you know, my belief in action. I believe I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit, and then I act upon it daily.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.